right, everyone. Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And it is time for another edition of Power Friday, where we are joined again by Dr. Craig Albert, Associate Professor of Political Science at Augusta University and Director of which program in cybersecurity?
The most prestigious program that exists is called the Intelligence and Security Studies.
Wow.
So I'm the graduate director of the Intelligence and Security Studies program.
That's heavy duty. I still take my hat off to you.
Thanks.
It's major.
So once again, we focus on intelligence theory, intelligence data collection, so military intelligence, strategic cybersecurity, so cyber war, cyber terrorism, geopolitical cyber concerns, and then traditional war studies, national, international security.
Dr. Albert, you do that, and of course, part of your focus as well is international relations. We're hearing that we don't only need to be concerned about continued activity on the part of Russia with regards to possible or maybe even probable, maybe certain interference with our voting situation in America, but we are hearing now that there are concerns about China getting involved in that madness.
Well, China has been our number one concern as far as cyber espionage, as far back as I can remember, at least 2010, for instance. We knew already at 2010 that they had what we call logic bombs. That's the technical word for it, as a logic bomb embedded in our electric grids, embedded in our critical infrastructure. So we've known about China being involved in this deep cyber attacks in cyberspace. They're not quite attacks because they haven't done anything. Hmm. And I don't want to get too technical and misspeak or really get the listener confused about this type of stuff, because it's pretty heavy the way the actual layout of the internet what works and how China's able to do this. But it's technically a cyber attack because they're embedded in our system, but it's not really a cyber attack because they haven't pushed go.
Gotcha.
So they've been involved in this since 2010. This is what came out in the news this past, I always think in semesters, this past spring, that we just found out that Russia was in our electrical grids as well. Mm. And the news was very heavy on this. Oh, they're in our electrical grids. And I'm like, well, China's been in our grid system for a decade now. This is just another actor that we have in there. But the problem is that if they decide to attack, to go operational with the malware or the logic bomb that they have inside of our system, it will knock off our electrical grids. Depending on how sophisticated those malware is, it can either knock off localities, cities, specific buildings. Mm. Most government buildings have their own special grids. So if they tried to attack NSA, for instance, they couldn't do that because they would have a backup system in place already. So China has been doing this forever. And of course, their cyber espionage, China's the number one source of hacking into and stealing corporate information, mm-hmm. patent information, military information. They've stolen multiple blueprints for stealth fighter planes, tanks, everything. So China is number one. That is, in fact, all the viewers out there, watch the Means Report this Sunday and Monday, because I'll be talking about a similar topic with them. Is one of the reasons President Trump is in this trade scrimmage, initiating this tariff battle with China, is to serve as leverage against China's cyber efforts against the United States. Hmm. So if they're trying to hurt our critical infrastructure system, CISs, or they're trying to steal our corporate information, which is a billion in the trillions of dollars per year for the United States, is where we work, then we're going to, and they won't stop it. And in cyberspace, in some instances, you're not always sure where a cyber attack occurred from, because it's so sophisticated, you can make it look like it occurred from a third area, third party vendor, for instance. Or you can literally hire Patriot hackers from other countries to work on your behalf, and then that attack is traced to them, which is usually, again, like we were just talking about using Tor, looks like it comes from another country, another area. So in some instances, a cyber attack, cyber espionage is unattributable. So you can't tell from where it came. With China, we know a lot of the cyber espionage is coming from them. but in some instances we're not always sure. So one way we're combating this is by raising tariffs on them and saying, we're going to hurt your economy if you continue to do this, because one of the reasons their economy is gaining strength is because of cyber espionage. They're stealing American information, that in America has been given the status of intellectual property, which means it's private, that you can't take it without, you know, copyright infringement, without patent infringement. Mm-hmm. So, of course, Donald Trump as president isn't going to come out and say this is one of the reasons he's doing it, but this is one of the reasons he's doing it. So it's a very sophisticated way of trying to handle an attack against cyber espionage or cyber espionage attack. One more quick thing on this. I don't want to bore the listener.
Not boring at all. This is fascinating, actually.
It's if everybody's concerned about a trade war, and a lot of analysts are saying that the United States would lose a trade war, China won't go that far. Why? Because China owns most of the United States issued bonds, treasury bonds. I can't remember the exact number, but I think it's around 80%. So if we go to a trade war with China, an all-out trade war, which means tariff for tariff, you know, billions and billions of dollars in tariffs on each side, the U.S. economy would hurt. It would plummet for a while, perhaps the way it did as the Great Recession, except it would be longer term. That means our bonds would decrease in value. Most of China's economy, well, I can't say that, a substantial part of China's economy is based on the United States bond system because they own so much of that because they think it's a safe bet because our economy is so strong. If they went to a trade war with us, they would hurt our bond yields, which means who owns those bonds? China does. So whose economy is China hurting by going to a trade war? China.
Yeah.
And they know this. So a lot of this is just, you know, puffing up their chest and everything. But they know they can't do that because in the end they'll hurt their own economy more than ours. We will be the winner of a trade war just because they would hurt what their economy relies on, which is the American consumer.
Mm-hmm. So there's a chance then that what is happening already, what's already been put into play, would be short-lived. The tariffs on the steel imports, aluminum, et cetera, they're currently tit for tat. What they're placing their tariffs on, this may be short-lived so that it does not explode into a full-blown trade war?
Exactly. Or what could be another consequence is if it does spiral into something more, you know, I try to use it, it's like a trade skirmish or a trade scrimmage is how it starts and then goes into a trade scrimmage, you know, and then a trade war. Mm-hmm. So it might go from we're in a trade scrimmage right now. You know, it's just back and forth, nothing too much. Now, if it goes to a skirmish, what that could actually do is still help the United States economy because it would force us to move our trading from China to other nation states that would have better trading relationships with, that we would have an advantage of and get a trade surplus with, the United States would. So we would move most of what China handles for us, Thailand can handle for us, Vietnam can handle for us. So we could just move those organizations and industries to those companies in those countries, ship that to us, and we would win in that situation. Plus, it would also encourage companies to build more jobs here in the United States and employ more American workers through those jobs, which also would decrease the consumer product price and give more jobs in the economy. So there's about three or four ways that the news isn't reporting for some reason, where this could actually really help and be beneficial to the United States. It doesn't help our image worldwide, or what we call in political science our soft power, our persuasion power, the idea that we're a nice actor in international relations. But President Trump from the beginning has been clear that that's not his concern. His concern is America first, and if he has to act tough, be tough to establish that, that's what he's going to do. So this is all helping his foreign policy, which is America first.
Now, on the other hand, though, we have some people saying that we actually have trade surpluses with some of the European countries that Donald Trump, President Trump, is placing tariffs on. And so what would be his logic if the logic for him is all the corporate espionage that China's engaging in is hurting American business? What is his logic for placing tariffs on so many goods coming from European countries?
To leverage other political calculations that he wants. So he wants NATO, all NATO countries, all EU countries, to provide more for their defense because the United States takes care of most of that. We handle most of them. They are on our umbrella of military protection. So what he wants is for the United States to stop covering over 25% of all NATO defense spending and for them to cover more of that. So one way of forcing them to do that is by making it even more unfair to them economically in other areas so that it makes sense for them to go ahead and cover more of their costs when it comes to defense rather than the United States covering their costs. So it's all negotiating for Donald Trump. All of this is one big negotiation for the president. Whether it pays off or not, that's a completely different issue. But Trump is saying, look, none of this has paid off during President Obama's presidency, according to Donald Trump. None of this paid off from George W. Bush's presidency. So I'm going to try something completely different and see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. So if we though do indeed have, and I'm, you know what I'm saying, if we do indeed have a surplus, a trade surplus with these countries, would they view our president as being unfair by placing tariffs on their products if we're already in a surplus position just when it comes to goods and services?
It depends on if they understand that Trump is negotiating something else. So if they understand that he's trying to make them cover NATO defense spending or make the EU more responsible for NATO's protection, then they clearly, though they don't say it publicly, understand what Trump is doing. But publicly, they're going to convey a message that Trump is being unfair to them, of course, because they want to be viewed as the better actor. They want to be viewed as the better player of the game. So they're not going to tell their population that that's why Donald Trump is doing this. And again, I'm just interpreting what Trump is doing as this is what he's doing and why he's doing it. Who knows? In reality, we won't know until, you know, actual memoirs come out. Why? And then you can't trust, you know, their own memoirs on something. But
I guess, ladies and gentlemen, the man who brings the politics to us and makes it plain, follow, easy to understand, Dr. Craig Albert. He and I will be back in just a few. Stay with us.